for this session. It's a guided meditation. So all you need to do is to follow the instructions and then see what happens. We made a guided meditation for about 45 minutes. And the guidance will last about 30 minutes or so. And then I'll just be nice and peaceful and quiet. You can carry on and see where it goes. And afterwards, at 45 minutes, then I would say it's over. If you want to carry on, you're most welcome to just keep on using the momentum where you come from, where you are, and see if you can go any deeper. So again, for this meditation, we try to keep it natural in the sense that if you find it's too much, then please, you can get up quietly and leave. If you find it's not enough, then you can just carry on. And this is just one way of helping people get into some nice meditation states. The reason for guided meditation, if to yourself, sometimes the mind will wander off here, wander off there. But when you have guidance throughout the first period of meditation, it means it just keeps you on a certain track, so you don't go too far off track. And then afterwards, once your mind is settled in a certain direction, then off you go. It's very similar to when you start learning to drive a car. You have the driving instructor sitting next to you to make sure you don't crash the car or sort of knock over policemen on the pedestrian crossings and get in big trouble. In this way, because it's like you have me in your ear hole telling you what to do, in a nice kind way, not as a control freak, it means it guides you in a certain area. And it means that you can get some pretty nice meditations from the very beginning. They're also very useful for people to record and to pray, so they can download it on their machines, with the machines, the iPhones or whatever. And then once they've downloaded them, they can play them any time. So if you want some instructions, some guided meditation, any time in your life, whether you are at home or on the tube on the way to work, or as I say, even on the toilet, you can actually have some marvelous, quiet, deep meditations. I don't care where you make use of these, because it's important to make use of them. That is most important. Okay, so that's just an introduction. Still a few people coming in, which is fine. So we'll try and do a guided meditation every afternoon at 1:30 or so. Yeah, is it good time for you, or is it just too quick after lunch?
Well, lunch wasn't really finishing until about 5-10 minutes ago.
So. Oh, really? Start 2 tomorrow, guided meditation? Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. Because if we just let people meditate straight after lunch, it's usually not in meditation. It's not wrong with you, it's just the fact that all the blood goes to the tummy and there's none left in the brain. So it's just normal, natural. What about the temperature in here? That doesn't really help when it gets trying to overcome sloth and torpor.
Open the back window?
Yeah. Remember, open the window.
Maybe
can you do that?
Maybe one or two.
What do you reckon? flexible, make the body as comfortable as you can. And when the body is what you think is comfortable, go deeper. Starting with your feet. How are your feet comfortable now? One of the obvious but neglected ways of putting mindfulness in a certain area of the body is to ask the question of your feet, as if each part of your body is a separate being. I could ask you, are you hot, are you cold? And you give me the answer. Now I'm asking my feet, are they comfortable? I'm listening for their answer. And once I get an answer, I've established some mindfulness in my feet. And the feet tell me that, yeah, they're okay. If there was something I could do, the feet say, can you please move it this way or that way? And I would do that immediately. The awareness is when you get the response back that you know how your feet feel. You're aware of their comfort. And the kindness, which is also important, means that you can adjust your feet accordingly. As we sweep up our body, we encourage and strengthen our mindfulness and kindness, working together, in this case, to have a comfortable body, fit for meditation. So then I go up from my feet to my calves, just checking how they feel. When I ask how you feel, then I always get an answer. I can be sensitive to the tingling in my calves. I make sure that they're fine. Can I improve your position? And then the next, I go up to my knees. In meditation, many people have difficulties with their knees. They have pain which stops them sitting for long periods of time. So now I ask both knees, how are you? Is there anything which you need before we go deep in meditation? And I am sensitive, I can experience the sensation of my knees sitting here. They're comfortable, and I move out to my thighs. Massive muscles. And I can be aware of them. And I make sure I know how they feel too. Is there anything I can do to make you more comfortable? Simple acts of kindness. But in this case, parts of your own body. And I move up to my gut, the buttocks. I feel how they are. And my buttocks are not comfortable. I'm only sitting half on the cushion, so I'm going to adjust them. Sometimes people would complain that their legs get numb, they get the pins and needles, fall asleep, because they never check the posture that they begin it. They rush through and assume everything was okay. Once my buttocks are comfortable, move up to my waist. So everything inside. I may not need to know the names of all those different parts inside my waist. What I do is feel, ask, see what's around in there. Are there any feelings there? If there's anything which I feel, sometimes I don't need to give it a name, like a pain or an irritation. Sometimes it's just an imbalance. Something's not quite ordinary. If that's the case, obviously I can't move the muscles inside my body around the waist area. What I can do is focus on them. Zoom in on them like a Google Earth. As I zoom in on an irritating part of my interior, then I can give it some kindness. Once you have awareness, mindfulness of a part of your body, you do notice it changes. Sometimes it gets worse, sometimes the irritation pain gets less. I find out why. I look for the link between my attitude, how I look at that pain or irritation, and what the irritation does. Soon, you'll find a very clear link between fear, trying to get rid of things, negativity, and that ache or pain increasing, and the link of kindness, opening the door of your heart, making peace with things, embracing, and that pain lessening. It gives you a sense of being able to do something with aches, pains, imbalances inside of your body, which otherwise you wouldn't know what to do. It works. The ache, the pain, the indigestion, whatever it is, gets less. And obviously with experience, you can almost relax away almost any ache or pain in your body. Move up above the waist, below the chest, moving up, feeling the spine and muscles inside, organs, feel if there's anything there which is achy or painful, stretch, first of all, trial and error. What loosens those muscles? What tightens them? When you're aware and use the feedback of mindfulness, you sit there. Kindness, letting go, making peace, relaxes those muscles. People fidget their hands because there's so many nerve endings and it's very hard to find comfort. You try and find the best position for your hands. When you have, you can let them stay there. As you go further up your body to your neck, making sure the head is well balanced on top of the neck. Not too far forward, not too far back. So you can feel the effect of your head position on your neck to find the most optimum position. For those of you who do have coughs, could be irritations, hay fevers, whatever. Sometimes aware of the cough, the irritation, being with it, understanding how it works, and relaxing all the muscles in my throat. So at least any irritation, any cough is lessened. What I would add here, if you do need to cough, please do so. If you try and suppress a cough, if you try and hold back the irritation, we have what we call in meditation the volcano effect. By which I mean, the volcano has the vent plugged up with solid rock, and the pressure builds up underneath. It builds and builds and builds until eventually the volcano explodes. Just like a person in many retreats, they decide they're going to control their coughing. And they plug it up until the force builds up. And when they do cough, it's not an ordinary it's an explosion. And even people in the kitchen in the reception can hear you. And not worse than that, like an explosion of a volcano. And what worse than that, you spray very unhealthy stuff over all the people around you. And please, a little cough is better than an explosion. And then, you move up to your face. Because part of this meditation is learning how to soothe and ease and bring tranquility to the emotional world. The emotions are written on a person's face by the tightness of the muscles around the eyes, forehead and mouth. You can read anger or peace, kindness or fear on a person's face. So I zoom in on those muscles on my face. I'm really aware of that. My eyes are the muscles screwed up around there. They're held tight. If they are, I put mindfulness on them. It allows me feedback and I learn how to loosen all those muscles around my eyes. I learn to loosen all the muscles around my mouth. And as I, using feedback, learn how to relax my facial features, at the same time I know I'm also soothing any muscles for any emotional tension, any fear, anxiety, anger, whatever, that is lessening inside my mind as it is soothed on my facial muscles. All this time, I've been developing mindfulness and calmness together on every part of my body, so that not only is my body relaxed, but also the mindfulness is through persistence, is strong, and the kindness accompanying it is also strengthened. But before I leave my body, I take one look at the whole body. There's one unit, not a separate parts now, but one. Sitting on my cushion or on the chair, all parts being cared for, being relaxed, being soothed. And it's a pleasant feeling. It's called the delight of bodily tranquility, of kind perception. And do not be afraid of such delights, because if you experiment and focus on the delight of relaxation, physical relaxation, you'll find that the relaxation goes deeper. You go to another level of bodily peace. You try to stay there because it produces a healthy body and a little pleasantness in your meditation. So that after a while, people never fear meditation, but look forward to it, as they would look forward to a massage, or a hot bath, or a relaxing lounging on a recliner, and some warm beach. Here you're doing pretty much the same thing, on a meditation cushion, or on a chair. Relaxing your body. peaceful are you? Do you remember? Now, once you have something to be mindful of, do some trial and error. Experiment. What brings that measurement of your peaceometer move down closer to one? What moves that measurement up, makes you more agitated? Learn the secrets of peace. Obviously, one thing which agitates you, which disturbs you, is when you start dwelling on the past or reaching out for the future. You may know that you can be kind to your past. Give the past loving kindness. May the past just be, without trying to get rid of the angry or destroy anything from your past. Kindness softens the past. Makes it easier to let it go. As for your future, be kind to your future, which means that you have less demand for the future to be this way or that way. The door of your heart is open to whatever happens, which means you don't need to worry and be afraid or be so anxious. When you are kind to the past and future, they're very easy to drop, to let go, to disappear. Because they're not such heavy, hard, spiky balls. I shall be so much enough. The other thing you will always notice disturbs your mind and raises the level of irritation is this inner commentary, the inner thought. In meditation, we learn how to listen, feel, without giving things a name, without thinking about them. People spend a lot of time talking back to life inside instead of listening and learning from the many experiences which you come across moment to moment. This is called establishing mindfulness as a priority before you even start to watch your breath. You find if you do the preparation, spend extra time preparing the mind. When it's time to do something like a breath meditation, the breath is there for you. You are ready to watch the breath. Establish some peace, first of all. So if you wish, you may now invite the breath into your field of awareness. Are you breathing in or are you breathing out? Which one is it? Simple as that. You don't need to focus on your nose or your belly. Sometimes when I had hay fever and my nose was stuffed up, I could not see the breath at the tip of the nose because I was not breathing through the nose. I was breathing somehow. Ask your mind, am I breathing in or am I breathing out? You get an answer. That is what you are aware of in the breath meditation. just don't control your breath. It's not your breath. It's like a friend. Sometimes I do visualizations. I imagine my friend like a, imagining my breath like a dear old friend. And I just hold hands and walk together with my dear friend, the breath. With kindness, as well as mindfulness, the breath stays. It's just mindfulness of the breath, it wanders off. See if you have mindfulness plus kindness. Being with your breath. Sometimes it's weird when we do something, even something as simple as washing your breath, creates an agitation. So calm your mind down. Then go back to your breathing. And you're washing your breath. Soon, you become aware of the whole of your breath. Beginning of an in-breath, right to the end of an in-breath. You find there's hundreds, even thousands of different sensations which make up what we call an in-breath. You can notice after the in-breath is finished, there is a pause, a gap before the out-breath commences. A rest period, an in-between time. And then the out-breath begins. And as the out-breath begins, it's again many, many different sensations. Because you're relaxed and going slow, it's much easier to know and see so much that goes into just one out-breath. When the out-breath finishes, and be in that beautiful quiet place, the pause between the breaths. Way your awareness is getting stronger and picks up much more information. So be careful not to give that commentary and try and describe everything to yourself. It's not the time to take notes right now. You can do a debriefing later on at the end of the meditation to find out what works and why we do it this way. Also, as you relax more and more, as your mindfulness increases more and more, there's a phenomenon starts to manifest. It's like when you relax the body, there is a sense of delight, of freedom from burdens. When your breath starts to get very peaceful, and your mind is relaxing, it too feels delightful. Have nothing much to do. Just watching the breath go in, the breath go out. Sometimes you may remember just going to a beach, sitting on the sand, and just watching the waves come in, the waves go out. Peaceful, delighted, freedom from such coarse things like thinking and business and past and future. All that rough stuff is somehow left behind. All you've got is the waves, the breath, going in and coming out. Peaceful release. Delighted. And just rightly, awareness of the delight of a relaxed body. relaxation deeper. So too does some awareness of the delight of a peaceful meditation. Take that meditation much deeper. Here, you don't do anything. You are an observer, a passenger, just knowing and not interfering, but letting go. And I'm going to finish my part. those are really interested in some of the deeper Dhamma, straight from the word, straight from the teachings of the Buddha. And you'll have the copy, I hope, of the schedule somewhere. Post it outside. But please don't follow it. Just use it. Make use of it. So if you want to keep meditating, please meditate. If you want to just get really fed up, have a walk outside. So, in other words, the schedule is for you. You're not for the schedule. And just see how you go. When you do come and go, please come and go quietly. Remember the noble silence. Please don't